Right, we're just at the end of a lesson with Year 8, where we've been doing some programming in Python. Jack, what have you been doing in today's lesson?
Typing.
What did you have to type out?
Letters and numbers.
Is that all you've done? You just typed those in?
Yeah.
I thought you'd created a game. Will, what have you been doing today?
Making a guessing game and guessing number.
Okay. How did your game go? Did it work the first time you tried it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did your game work the first time you tried it?
No, I had to improve it and make spaces in it and correct it. And
so you had lots of like syntax errors that stopped it from working.
And it still doesn't work.
Right, today in the news, there's something saying that people should learn more about computing science in school. Do you think that this, and if you've been doing some computing science today, do you think that's something that's useful or you don't?
It's quite confusing, so I think it's a bit of a challenge, but it would be good, yeah.
Yeah? Who made their game more difficult at the end? You had to take your... Yeah, what did you do?
Instead of 1 to 20, I made it 1 to 50.
So you had to guess numbers between 1 and 50. And what other things did people do to change the game?
Yeah. Somebody else puts a number in and the other person's got to guess a number.
Ah, so it's like a two-player game.
Yeah.
And how would you do it so that the person doesn't see the number? Have you thought of a way of doing that?
No.
No? Somebody okay, next challenge. What did you do to change your game?
I, like, put insults in for the Pete if you got it wrong.
Right, yeah, so you had it, so it was, like, laughing as...
I leached off the idea.
What did you do?
I kind of leached off the idea.
Right, you did the same sort of thing. Okay, thank you.
Well, I need to get a bit more polished at doing those pupil interviews to try and ask them what their opinions are. But just summarising a couple of minutes today, it was a Year 8 class. It was their second lesson, programming using Python. We've pretty much been following a book published by Al Swigert, Invent Games with Python. You can find it online if you either Google Invent with Python or just go to www.inventwithpython.com. And there's a program. It's got about 40 lines in it to create a guess a number game, and it gives you a number of guesses, and it tells you what the range is, and then you type in what your answers are, and it either gives you some feedback if your answer is too high or too low, and if you manage to get it, it says well done. You know, you've guessed a number in two guesses. Or if you don't, if you sort of use up all of your guesses, at the very end of the game, it says the number you were trying to guess was, and sorry, you didn't get it. One of the points I was doing with the class today is to show them how they can take something that's already been created, rather than starting with a blank screen, and take the script, which is in Python, and then try to understand various aspects of it, and then try to make changes to it to see what effect those changes have, which is kind of... one of the principles about teaching computational thinking is about, really, you know, there's something, try and take it apart, try to understand it, and then maybe put it back together in a different way. Quite a good positive response from the class, from a range of abilities and mixed gender. So I was quite pleased with how that went. And I've got to be thinking now about what to do next lesson.